Welcome to Leadership and Loyalty Tips for Executives. My name is Doug Barron. I'm your host. I'm here with my sidekick and tech geek in the background, Sir Scott Patton. And if you're looking to do your own podcast, make sure you reach out to Scott. You can find him. Actually, just search him out and you'll find him all over the place. He's all over the web and you can search him out. And we'll maybe on this podcast, we'll actually put a link for you to be able to find out about Scott in case you too would like to be a podcaster. So today on Leadership and Loyalty Tips for Executives, I want to talk to you about something that I really see as an ongoing issue. Leaders. And when I say all leaders, I mean leaders like yourself who are leading teams, who are managing, working in HR, working in a suite, but also leaders politically, in all kinds of ways, I see this as an issue. And I want to talk to you about something that's a metaphor that I think will help you to really get the point. I personally really like the new Tesla cars. You like those cars? I really do. They are beautiful looking cars. Yeah, the inside could do it a little bit more work, but they're a beautiful car. They're super fast. They move great, and you never have to fill them with gas. And you got to love that, that there's no gas. They're an electric car. And of course, when Elon Musk first came out with the idea of a Tesla car, of course, as you know, there was a lot of rejection, a lot of people saying it would never happen. And, you know, and we all know that it's a big success story and a growing success story to such a degree that, of course, GM have jumped on board, and as have Nissan and Toyota. And now even companies like Porsche, Ferrari are all coming out with their own BMW, you know, with the really top end electric cars that are super fast and luxurious, gorgeous cars. So it's really easy to see that that's where we're going. And I get it. I mean, it's wonderful because, you know, we're all concerned about the planet to some degree. You know, we're all saying, all right, you know, we can't keep burning fossil fuels. We can't keep doing the damage to the planet that we've done. So we have to move away from oil. Okay. That makes sense to me. Electric cars, no gasoline, reducing the amount of oil we use. Terrific idea. That would be what appears to be a solution to the problem. I can't remember. I did read the numbers recently. However many vehicles there are in the world, and there is a lot, each one of them burning gasoline, each one of them putting out carbon monoxide into the atmosphere, each one of them potentially damaging the atmosphere. It would seem like a fabulous solution if we suddenly all switched to electric cars. But this is a problem I see in leadership. We find a solution without thinking to the depth of the problem. And the electric car is not thinking to the depth of the problem. Now, I said, I'm in favor of electric cars. I want an electric car. I love electric cars. I've taken a Tesla out. They're gorgeous. That's not my point. Here's my point. When you think about electric cars, what do they run on? They run on electricity. Okay, good. How is that electricity stored? In batteries. Now, we all know that, right? There's batteries. In fact, Tesla, the company that designed the greatest battery that is the length of the car, gives it great handling, creates weight that's low down, all that stuff. Terrific. However, what people don't think about is the fact that that battery is a lithium battery. Lithium has to be mined. Lithium is mined. It is dominantly mined, actually, in South America. And there are problems with mining it. Aside from it being dirty work, because it exists in salt beds, apart from it being dirty work, there is, with any mining, there is a pollutant to the earth. There's a polluting process. So we've gained in that we're not getting oil, but we're now starting to lose in the fact that we are now creating another mining process. Now, people say, okay, well, that's great because at least we've got some jobs going on. Yes, but we've still got the problem with polluting, and we've still got the problem with polluting not just the planet, but people because the mining practices are not clean practices, no matter what they call clean coal or any of those things. These things have damage on people as well as on the environment. But let's pretend there's a solution there, and I don't know what it is. Is there a deeper level that we need to look at? And this is, again, when we look at problems and we find solutions, be willing to say, is this a solution, or is this, in fact, just a Band-Aid? What's below? So I think about it again, and I think, okay, we get electric cars. We maybe even solve the lithium battery mining, the lithium mining issues for the batteries. But below that is, okay, how do we charge these vehicles, you know, load up those batteries? Well, some people say, well, that's easy because Tesla have built these amazing charge built them all down the West Coast, and now they're actually all over the world. They're starting to really pop up all over. It's fabulous. And mobile are powered, which is terrific. However, that's not where you likely park your car at night. Where you likely park your car at night is in your own home. And you have to have an adapter, of course. But guess what? That is putting pressure on the grid system. Because that electricity that you're using to charge your car is very often coal-fired. It is electricity that's generated through coal and, of course, through water. But it is... that in and of itself is another issue, but the bigger issue that I'm talking about here is the grid system, that you're plugging into a grid system that is at least 50 years old. And if you have any memory, you will remember Superstorm Sandy that hit New York. Do you remember the damage that that did? Do you remember how people's lives were lost? Do you know why? It wasn't just because of the storm. It was because it did such damage to the grid system, the electrical grid, which is ancient. And because the infrastructure in the United States and Canada and generally North America is quite old, it has not been updated, we're creating another level of pressure on a that is overtaxed and old, not ready for even the demands that we have on it. If we start plugging electric cars into it, we've got problems. Let's take a high-rise building, you know, one of those nice apartment blocks like the one I used to live in. It was at the penthouse area there up the top. It was lovely, nice views. But I can tell you, every now and then, the elevator went out. And when the elevator went out, I had to walk story after story after story, 20-odd floors up to get to the top. Not fun. Not fun if you're an old person in that building, too. There was old people in that building. That would happen when the power would go out. Well, if you plug 5 electric cars into one of those buildings, you're going to create a tax on the system just of building alone. This gives you just perspective of if suddenly all the cars in your city are suddenly replaced with electric cars, and then they're plugged in at home at night to charge, you can imagine the drain on the grid system, which the government is not upgrading. Now, why am I using this metaphor? Because I want you to think about this as the issues that you are dealing with when it comes to your own team, when it comes to the people that you're working with. It's easy to say, well, this person is not working out. Let's replace them. We'll find somebody better. But will you? You might. You might find somebody better. That's like replacing the gas car with the electric car. The lithium that we were talking about earlier, that's the training and development of that person. If the training and development is in some way ineffective or potentially even damaging, which a lot of training systems are inadequate to say the least, we got another problem. So bring somebody good in, you create another problem. And below that is the tax on the system, so the grid of your organization. Because everybody who comes in who has to be trained, that is a tax on your system. That is a drain on your system. So you better have a really up-to-date and effective grid system of training and development so that your people are benefiting and growing so that it's not taxing your system. So today's tip on leadership and loyalty is this. When thinking about problems, think about the solutions that you've come up with. And are they real solutions? Meaning, are they lasting solutions? Are they sustainable solutions? Or are they quick fixes? Because we love a good Band-Aid, because we can celebrate a Band-Aid and say, oh, I fixed the problem. But if you don't actually go to the source of the problem, you're going to create more problems. So that's what I'm going to challenge you to really look at this week as you dig into leadership and loyalty tips. Make sure that you share the show with your friends and with all the people that you know that would benefit from the show. We love to hear from you. Please leave your ratings and reviews on iTunes. And if you want to know more, of course, you can go back into iTunes there. You can find out all our shows there. There's over 200, including shows from the Leadership and Loyalty, the Leadership and Loyalty Tips for Executives, as well as Full Monty Leadership Radio Show, which is hour-long shows with of course, the Mind Mastery Podcast, all available to you there, right there. Check them out. Just search Dov Baron, D-O-V-B-A-R-O-N. And if you want to know more about me and what it is that I do, check out my website, which is Full Monty, just like in the movie, FullMontyLeadership.com, FullMontyLeadership.com. And of course, look out for my brand new book coming out, Fiercely Loyal. Fiercely Loyal, be in the bookstores very soon. And if you want to find out about that, you can simply go to FiercelyLoyalBook.com. Until next time, this is Dov Baron. Thank you for joining me. Stay curious, my friends. Stay curious. Until next time, bye-bye.